The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your almsgiving may be in secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you may not appear to be fasting, except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father, who sees what is hidden, will repay you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Got a buddy of mine who says, "You want to get people to church? Give away freebies. Everybody loves a freebie. It's the Happy Meal mentality. Feed them with word and sacrament, but give them that secret surprise, that something to take home. Doesn't matter what it is. They'll even come for dirt." It's a rather cynical view of Ash Wednesday. But it does lead to the question, why are we here? Because it is such a bizarre thing to do. In contradiction to the gospel, changing ourselves, changing our appearance. It's a question, not to be critical of anybody, because there is no right answer. There is no single answer. Why are we here? I'm here because it's the beginning of Lent. Because I am Catholic, and this is what we do. Because it's my job, and they told me I had to be here. Because I'm dust, and to dust I will return. Because I am a sinner in need of repentance. Because I don't dare go to confession or communion, and these ashes are my last connection to the faith into which I was born. Because ashes are good luck, not receiving them, bad luck. I'm here because I don't know why, I just am. No right answer, no single answer. But it is a question to think about throughout this day. Why am I here?